let's remember that the backstop in itself doesn't resolve all of the Brexit-related issues that are created on a cross-border basis. It doesn't, for example, include services. It doesn't include the rights of citizens in the north of Ireland. So there's lots of areas that need to be addressed, even above and beyond the backstop. But what is absolutely quite clear is that that backstop must be the bottom line. And that's the message that I've been bringing to the European Parliament this week. Speaking to colleagues, Sinn Féin met with Michel Barnier. We put to him very clearly that the EU must stand firm. The message that we've been receiving from all our partners here in Europe has been that they are willing to stand firm. And I think the onus is now very much on the Irish government to ensure that it doesn't divert in to any iota from that central position, that the backstop is the bottom line, and rather than accepting any deviation to that, we should be seeking to strengthen it. And I think what Theresa May has put forward is absurd. It doesn't make any logical sense for those people who understand why the backstop was necessary in the first place. And I think that goes to the crux of the problem. The British government simply don't understand Ireland, north or south, and they certainly don't have the best interests of the people of Ireland, north or south, in their considerations as they move forward.